AI may be the most important new computer technology ever. But AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. See how customers like Uber and Cohere are training their AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet. That's oracle.com/wallstreet.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Monday, November 27th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Elon Musk's SpaceX is disrupting the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. The company's Starbase and its rocket launches are drawing both praise and ire from residents.
Some people see this as the start of this huge future where this corner of Texas becomes a starport, like the spaceport to missions to Mars and operations in space that have never been done before. Others see this as something that's changed their way of life and changed a landscape in a way that doesn't serve them.
Our space reporter, Micah Maidenberg, visited the area. He'll join us later in the show to discuss what he saw and how locals are reacting. But first, if scrolling through an endless feed of posts on your social media accounts is starting to feel a lot like channel surfing on a good old-fashioned TV, you're not alone. Our tech columnist Christopher Mims has been looking into this, and he's with me now. Christopher, can you tell us, how do you see social media turning into TV?
A lot of this has to do, of course, with the rise of TikTok. And researchers who have studied this by creating lots of accounts and just letting TikTok do its thing figured out after a while that all of the kind of media theory that they had been working on for decades applied to TikTok, because it's a lot like just channel surfing back in the old days with cable TV. On top of this, the sort of fundamental idea of TikTok, which is just an endless algorithmically governed feed, everyone else is turning into that. Instagram has really followed suit with Reels. Even Facebook is doing it. Even LinkedIn is doing it. So all of these formerly social apps are really filling up with content that is produced by professionals. It's often video, and it's pushed to us via an algorithm. And then on the flip side, of course, people are not using these spaces to share about their lives nearly as much anymore.
Can you elaborate on that? What do you mean by people aren't sharing as much on these platforms like they used to?
So one researcher I talked to, they put it pretty succinctly. It's kind of cringe in a way to just share stuff about your life on social platforms, which is funny because that's what they were originally for. But a lot of that sharing, for privacy reasons, for a bunch of reasons, has moved over to group chats.
How are advertisers reacting to more people wanting to watch content on platforms?
Advertisers are always a bellwether of where attention is going, because of course they want to be where the eyeballs and the engagement are, and they measure that in these sophisticated ways. So-called influencer marketing, or even just advertisements on creators' feeds, that reached $6 billion this year, estimated. And the total addressable market globally could be hundreds of billions of dollars. It's a huge industry.
So Christopher, you've been speaking to a lot of creators. What have they said about this new trend that they're seeing?
So creators, they have talent managers now. You know, in the old days, like you would have if you were a budding Hollywood star. And maybe for the first time, those talent managers add a ton of value. And so it shows how this whole industry is developing and professionalizing. Like, you might be a talented young person with a TikTok account and an iPhone, but you need somebody to tell you how the algorithm works. You need somebody to help you broker brand deals. And it's really becoming the new entertainment industry. I mean, it is, if not eating, it's displacing portions of Hollywood. And especially as we're having this kind of apocalypse in the streaming industry, and of course, the 6 month strike of actors and others, I see this kind of this real pivot in terms of where the center of gravity is, where the power is. It feels like a lot more entertainment is just going to end up on these platforms because the younger generation is comfortable with what is essentially television even being serialized on TikTok, for example, or they're much more likely to go to YouTube. That's by far the most popular app, way ahead of Netflix for folks in Gen Z, Gen Alpha, and even younger millennials.
That was our tech columnist, Christopher Mims. Coming up, how Elon Musk's SpaceX is transforming a corner of Texas. Our space reporter will give us a snapshot of how residents are feeling about the powerful space company changing their town. That's after the break.
Tech News Briefing is supported by FTI Consulting. From the world's largest cyber breaches to global fraud investigations, FTI Consulting is the number one expert-based firm organizations turn to in their moments of truth. Learn more at FTIconsulting.com.
In the very southeastern tip of Texas lies the Rio Grande Valley. And in the valley, there's a place called Cameron County, where SpaceX's Starbase has set up shop. The company's been there for about a decade. Starbase is located in a relatively isolated area in the eastern part of the county, and not many people live there, making it an optimal location for rocket launches. But the locals there are grappling with their remote corner of Texas being made into a doorstep to space. Our space reporter, Micah Maidenberg, spent some time there, and he's with me now. Micah, what was the area like before SpaceX moved in?
The Rio Grande Valley, a network of interconnected towns in the very southeastern tip of Texas. It's a significant drive to San Antonio, to Houston, and it's right on the border with Mexico. There's a lot of historic movement back and forth over the border. The region has historically had a lot of agriculture. It's had port work, metalworking, trade, logistics as like an economic base. But it's also a region that has long struggled with poverty. And the biggest town in the valley is Brownsville. It has about 187,000 residents or so. SpaceX's facility, Starbase, is a little bit more than 20 miles east of downtown Brownsville.
How would you describe the relationship between SpaceX and the local government there?
In some ways, SpaceX's main kind of interface with local government is with Cameron County. That's the county where the facility is located, where Starbase is set up. And it's a good relationship. County commissioners, elected officials in Cameron County are very supportive of SpaceX and have worked out an arrangement where the state highway that takes you from Brownsville, from the west to the east to get out to Starbase, will get shut down so the company can conduct launches, as the company did recently. And closing that road means closing access to the beach that locals have long used. But county officials told me that they very much see that as a trade-off worth making because of the jobs, the economic development, the technology that SpaceX is like bringing into the area.
Are there other ways that you saw SpaceX transforming Brownsville or the surrounding areas?
Yeah, in some ways, it's really subtle. Like in downtown Brownsville, for example, there's a mural that has Elon Musk's face on it and the tagline, Boca Chica to Mars. Boca Chica Beach is the beach that I was just mentioning. It's very close to where the SpaceX launch pad is at. The Musk Foundation has paid for other improvements and changes in Brownsville, like in the downtown area. You might be driving through a subdivision in Brownsville and see a SpaceX flag hanging from a home, or be in a restaurant or bar and see a person with a SpaceX employee badge like dangling from their belt. The company has said that they directly employ 1,800 or so staff at Starbase. That doesn't include contractors. And the impact of that investment, the wages, flows back out in the surrounding communities. And for supporters, the hope is that's just the start and there's more to come.
Speaking of supporters, you got to chat with various residents there. What did the people you spoke with say about SpaceX's presence?
Boosters for SpaceX are thrilled that Cameron County is now on the map. It's part of the discussion of the global space race. For example, I spoke with Eddie Trevino. He is the county judge of Cameron County, which is the top elected official for county government. Here's what he had to say when we were talking about the project.
There are certain things that happen in a community that are considered generational or transformational, and this is definitely one of them.
But on the flip side, you hear people raising concerns about the environmental impact of SpaceX's operation. And something that comes up quite often is access to the beach. We were talking about that earlier. Boca Chica Beach is a very unique place. It's undeveloped. It's not like the beaches along other parts of the Gulf Coast that have hotels, a lot of restaurants, a big tourist trade, and folks worry about what it means to have the world's biggest rocket and this big launch pad right next to it. One person I talked to is named Michelle Serrano. She's very skeptical, to say the least, about SpaceX and would like to see the company eventually go from the region.
Cape Canaveral wants it. Once they figure out the stupid rock within a year, get it out of here. Make your manufacturing somewhere else. We don't want it. We want the beach. And the beach gives us much more entertainment and energy and healing than anything a rocket will ever do.
And what about businesses? Are any locals trying to capitalize on SpaceX being there?
Yeah, one good example is called Hopper House. This is a restaurant and bar. It's located in Port Isabel, which is a few miles north across a bay from Starbase, from SpaceX. And the owner there, Ernie Zavaleta, has been building out this business and trying to figure out how to bring in a space-centric clientele, if you will. You walk in there and a few of the taps for the beer, for example, have a Starship spacecraft on top of them. And Ernie, a lot of his business is driven by tourist trade, people coming down to South Texas to escape the winter and colder climates. Ernie told me that if he can get a swell of patrons that are in the region for SpaceX launches, that's like the cherry on top for the business. And he's trying to find ways to bring them in.
We hope and hear that it's going to be a lot of launches. They've got a lot of vehicles, right? Ships, Starships ready to go, boosters ready to go. If it's a huge influx of business a week at a time, that's great. If we do six launches a year and it's a nice six-week pop, that's great.
So, Micah, you were there for several days. Ultimately, what did you come away with?
Companies change, they disrupt, they alter, they transform cities and towns all the time. SpaceX is one part of this bigger regional economy in the Rio Grande Valley. And what everybody there is trying to figure out is, where does this go from here? The last few years, there's been a tremendous amount of growth and change in the landscape in ways that you can see and feel. And some people see this as the start of this huge future where this corner of Texas becomes a starport, like the spaceport to missions to Mars and operations in space that have never been done before. Others see this as something that's changed their way of life and changed a landscape in a way that doesn't serve them and want it gone. How that plays out is the real question going forward.
That was our space reporter, Micah Maidenberg. We reached out to SpaceX for comment, but they did not respond to those requests. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Anthony Bansi with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.